Well, good evening, and thank you for being here. A prepared heart. You know, out of the billions of people who have walked the face of this earth, God has chosen to write about a handful of men and women. Some of these were recorded for the ages to remember due to their wickedness. People like Delilah, Jezebel, Abimelech, Cain, King Herod, Pharaoh, Pilate, Satan, while others are recorded as examples and encouragement, such as Noah, Abraham, Moses, Isaac, Joseph, David, Elijah, Daniel, Ezra, Jesus, and the apostles. These examples are for encouragement. They encourage us to live righteously. Now, Ezra, the scribe, falls into the category of an example and an encouragement. So this evening, I want us to see what lessons that we can learn from applying what the Bible has to say about the scribe Ezra. The first thing that we see is that God's hand was upon Ezra. Now, this speaks of God's providential care and his blessings. Three times this truth is stated. First of all, in Ezra chapter 7, verse 6, this Ezra went up from Babylon, and he was ready. He was a ready scribe in the law of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel had given, and the king granted him all his request according to the hand of the Lord, according to the hand of the Lord, his God upon him. Now, if you read what has taken place in the book of Ezra, in these chapters here, chapter 7, chapter 8, and so on, the king gave Ezra a letter. And this letter was to inform all of the treasuries throughout the region to give Ezra anything and everything that he needed to take to Jerusalem for the temple. Now, Ezra was given this permission because of the hand of God being upon him. And then we read in Ezra chapter 7, verse 9, for upon the first day of the first month began he to go up from Babylon, and on the first day of the fifth month came he to Jerusalem, according to the good hand of his God upon him. And then in Ezra chapter 8, verse 18, we kind of read something about the hand of God, and here it talks about that wise counsel was given by the good hand of God. He prepared his heart. And we read this in Ezra chapter 7 and verse 10. For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments. Because of Ezra preparing his heart and the hand of God being upon him, the king gave Ezra everything that he needed. It's important, I believe, for us to remember that the first thing that Ezra did, he didn't make a list. He didn't make a plan. He didn't, you know, figure out what he needed to take to Jerusalem. What did he do? He prepared his heart to seek the law and to do it and to teach it. And because of his willingness to do that, the good hand of God was upon him, and he was able to do what he did. If it wasn't because of Ezra preparing his heart, I don't believe that the king would have given him the things that he needed and wanted. He prepared his heart. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. This verse here is so misquoted and taken out of context that it's really ridiculous. As Christians, are we not to prepare our hearts? Are we not to prepare ourselves to seek the Lord and to seek his word? When we're doing those things as Ezra did, then this verse would come into play. You know, too many times people use this verse and they say, well, you know, a young child dying, you know, how's that good? Well, that has nothing to do with this verse. But people will misquote it and people will misuse it to their advantage. But what we need to understand, if we want all things to work together for our good, then we as Ezra need to prepare our hearts. He prepared his heart to seek the law. That's very important, isn't it? If we are going to prepare our hearts, then it has to be with the Word of God. Not with some book that some author has written concerning belief or faith or any other aspect of a Christian life. We should seek the law where the law is given, and that's in our Bibles and nowhere else. Now, is it wrong to read a good book concerning an aspect of Christian life? Absolutely not. But the idea here is Ezra prepared his heart to do certain things. And the first thing that he did was he sought the law. What's the first thing that we should be doing in our lives? Should we not, first of all, seek the Word of God? Ezra prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord. Literally, the word there in the Hebrew, to seek, literally is to inquire. It is to investigate. It is to seek with care. How many of us truly seek the Word of God with care? You know, Paul tells Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. So here we go. In the Hebrew, seek the law, the word seek has the idea of to inquire, to investigate, to seek with care. In the New Testament, Paul tells Timothy here to study, to show thyself approved. All right, the word there, study, literally is to be zealous for. It is to be eager or diligently. You know, it's not haphazard. You know, it's just not, you know, glancing over, yep, that's what the Bible says, and so that's what it means, and then go on. Are we truly seeking the law? Are we truly seeking God's word? In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 16, but now thy desire a better country, that is, an heavenly, whereof or wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Why? Why did he prepare for them a city? Do you suppose that maybe it was because they prepared their heart? They sought the Lord. They looked into God's word. And this here, Hebrews 11 and verse 16, it's literally talking about those of faith. You know, if you read, you know, in fact, the Hebrews chapter 11 is called the chapter of faith, because it lists Abraham and Isaac and all of those who were faithful to God and his word. Are we seeking knowledge, or are we content with the way things are? You know, it's really sad when a Christian gets to the age when they decide, I've studied enough. I've worked hard for the Lord all my life. Now I'm old. Let somebody else do it. Now, there's going to be a time when we get to the age where we're not physically able. But too many times we stop and we give up. We believe that we have reached the point in our lives that we no longer need to study. We no longer need to read. We no longer need to seek the law of the Lord, you know, because we know it all. We've been a Christian for many, many years. So let's just simply sit and take it easy and let somebody else do it. Ezra prepared his heart to seek the law. He didn't simply ask questions. He sought earnestly the word. Again, we can read in Ezra chapter 7, verse 10, for Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord, and here's the important part, and to do it. You know, that's where the rub comes in, isn't it? We're all perhaps about reading and studying, but when it comes to doing, well, many times we simply don't. Ezra prepared his heart not only to seek the law, but to do it. He didn't squabble. He didn't say, well, Lord, you know, I'm not really happy with this aspect of the law. I'm going to just kind of slide over that. What's James tell us? James chapter 1 and verse 22. And here again, this is just exactly what we read in Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 10. He prepared his heart to do the law. Be ye doers of the word. Isn't this exactly what Ezra was doing? Here we see James telling us, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. We must not be satisfied with simply reading and hearing. That's not what Christians are to do. We're not simply to read and hear and then go on. If we do that, if we just simply read and hear, but yet we don't do, then we're deceiving our own selves. James chapter 4 and verse 17, therefore to him that knoweth do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. When Ezra was seeking the law, when Ezra was doing the law. Do you think that, again, he said, Lord, I just don't think that that part of the law is for me. I don't believe he said that. Ezra, he sought the law to do the law. This was a man who wanted to make sure that he was fully keeping the law of God. And why do you think that Paul was telling young Timothy to study, to show himself approved? Why do you think Paul wanted Timothy to truly understand what it meant to study, to seek after, to be zealous for, to be eager and diligently studying? Too many times when people get the idea of study, they believe that all they have to do is just sit down and read a few chapters or a few verses and everything's fine. But James tells us that if we're simply hearers of the word and not doers, then we have a problem. Again, Ezra prepared his heart to do the law. Now, knowing is not equal to doing. There's many people in the world today who know a lot of things, but they do very little. It does no good to know a lot of things and not do a lot of things. The point is, with being a Christian, we are to know the Word of God. Why? So we can do the Word of God. Just as Ezra, he sought the law of God to do the law, not simply to inquire. And Ezra, again, Ezra 7, verse 10, for Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it and to teach in Israel statutes and judgment. Do you see the progression here? He sought the law of God. Okay? He sought the law of God to be able to do the law of God. And then, once he was able to do, he was able to teach. Again, if we look all the way back here to 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. If we are truly seeking the law of God and we are truly doing the word of God, then we should also be teaching the word of God. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to stand up before a class and stand before an audience and proclaim and to teach the Word of God. But you know you can teach by your living, by how you live your life. When people see you, when they know you, do they truly understand and know that you are a child of God? Do they see in you Jesus Christ? Or do they see the world? Ezra prepared his heart to seek the law, to do the law, and to teach the law. 2 Corinthians 4:13. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore I have spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. Do we believe? Do we speak? Do we teach? Maybe not so much in words, but in how we live. Matthew chapter 28 and verse 20, 19 and 20, last verse. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. If you're going to teach all nations, then should you not be seeking the law and doing the law in order to be teaching the law? Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching. So do you think teaching is important in a Christian's life? Therefore, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them. Teaching them what? To observe all things. Seeking all things. Whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world, or the end of the age. Amen. Ezra, the scribe, was a man that prepared his heart. He prepared his heart to seek the law, to do the law, and to teach the law. And this should be what we do in our lives as Christians. Seeking the Word of God, doing the Word of God, and teaching the Word of God. If we want the hand of the Lord's blessing in our lives, then we need to prepare our hearts just like Ezra had prepared his. So let us stop coasting and work until the Lord calls us to rest. Are we seeking the law? Are we doing the law? And are we teaching the law? This evening, if you're here in need of prayer for whatever the reason may be, would you come as we stand and sing the song of invitation?